Locked On Red Sox, your daily Boston Red Sox podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the Locked On Red Sox podcast. Thank you so much for spending your Wednesday with me and talking Red Sox and still hanging in there after a really rough Tuesday for Boston sports fans all around. I'm Lauren Campbell. I cover Boston sports for NESN and have for the last 3.5 years. Been in this crazy world of sports journalism now for over 6. Born and raised in the Boston area, so love being able to bring you the perspective from a fan, from a reporter, and just from an angry Bostonian at this point. I am flying solo. I am without Jason. He did return for Tuesday's show, but he will be out for the next couple of days. But don't worry, we will be back together soon to be able to bring you even more Red Sox content. Hopefully some better news in the days to come, but for now and for this show, it's unfortunately going to be a lot of COVID talk because the Red Sox continue to be affected by this. But first, this episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the Spotify Green Room app and check out one of our Locked On rooms. All right, so how are you doing after Tuesday's news that the Patriots released Cam Newton, and then the Red Sox got riddled by COVID as cases continue to grow within the clubhouse? Prior to Tuesday's game against the Rays, Alex Cora told us that Hirokazu Sawamura had tested positive, so he would not be available to the team. And this was about 4:15 Eastern time, so about 3 hours before the game was slated to start against the Rays, and he still had yet to name a pitcher. Reports were out there that it was either going to be Sawamura or Brad Peacock, who they just acquired from the Indians for cash considerations. Obviously, with Sawamura now testing positive, it was the responsibility of Brad Peacock. Alex Cora was hopeful to get 12 outs from him, and that was a lot to ask because he was on 3 days rest. He never had pitched in an MLB game this year, and it had been just about 2 years or just over 2 years since Peacock pitched in an MLB game. So that certainly was a lot to ask from somebody who has not pitched in a very long time in the bigs, and it did not go well, to say the least. But their pitching, the Red Sox pitching, really is the least of their worries right now, because in the bottom of the second inning, Xander Bogaerts went out to take his place at shortstop like he always does, and all of a sudden he was being called back to the dugout. And with everything going on with the Red Sox, with all of their positive tests right now, of course, that's where your mind goes, right? And maybe you were wondering, did he tweak something when he had the RBI single in the prior inning? But there was no sign of him either grabbing his leg or showing any sort of discomfort anywhere. So obviously, you're thinking the worst, hoping for the best, but the NESN cameras did capture Alex Cora waving Bogaerts over, kind of in a way like, hey, we just got some bad news, you need to come out of the game right now. And that's exactly what it was. Shortly after he was removed, it was confirmed that he tested positive for COVID-19. And that's another key player that the Red Sox are down in a crucial stretch of the season. It didn't get any better for the Red Sox from then on out. They ended up losing 8-5 to the Rays. They did make it interesting in the ninth. They brought the tying run to the plate, but I certainly don't feel the same excitement I did in the beginning of the season with this team when they were down. I don't know if it's just all the COVID, all the positive COVID tests going around. I don't know if it's just the feeling of the Red Sox being now 10 games back of the AL East and just kind of starting to lose hope of either a postseason run or at least a lengthy one. It's certainly a dark time for the Red Sox for a number of reasons, but of course, COVID is the most important right now, and you just hope that the players who have tested positive can make a full recovery. You know, you think back to E-Rod last year, who had COVID and developed myocarditis because of it. And when he had COVID, you know, he was very open about it. He said he could barely get off the couch. He couldn't take care of his own kids. And these are athletes. You know, these are people who are in peak condition. They're in the best shape of their lives, and they are struggling to fight through this. Now, I know that some of the players who have tested positive are vaccinated. Hopefully their symptoms are either non-existent, so they're asymptomatic, or they are very mild. Alex Cora did say Tuesday that Kike Hernandez is feeling better. He's in Cleveland, he's quarantined there, and he's been wearing his Red Sox uniform. So he's clearly in good spirits, but it's certainly another knock at the Red Sox. This certainly is not a good look for them. They are one of the MLB teams to not reach that 85% threshold for vaccination status, but some of these players, like I said, are vaccinated, are dealing with symptoms, and now are out for 10 days. But this is bigger than baseball. This is a virus that is obviously very contagious that other teams have had problems with throughout the season. So now the Red Sox are up to a total of 10 players and personnel total who have either tested positive or are deemed close contact. So obviously this outbreak has gotten bigger. Hopefully this is the end of it. Hopefully players start to recover. Hopefully there are no more positive tests going forward. It doesn't even matter at this point that it's the series against the Rays. It's an important series coming up against the Yankees. It doesn't matter because you want your players to be healthy and you want your players who are not COVID positive right now to remain that way. You don't want this to be spread to another team. You don't want this to be spread to other players. But this is a problem. This is a really big problem throughout MLB. We've seen other teams deal with COVID outbreaks. And I don't know what their whole policy is when it comes to not having the test results, because they found out, the Red Sox found out that Xander Bogaerts had tested positive during the game. And I understand if you're waiting for test results, they're inconclusive, that you don't want to potentially bench a player for a negative test. But at what point does MLB have to step in and say, if you don't have negative test results before first pitch, that player can't play? You know, you're putting other players in danger, you're putting other teams in danger, and at this point it's almost reckless because you see what the Red Sox are going through. You saw what the Yankees went through, what the Phillies went through, what the Marlins went through as well in 2020. So I think it's a very flawed system. I think it certainly needs work. Who knows what next year holds for something like this. But of course, at the end of the day, you just want everyone to be healthy. This is not something to mess around with. And you just hope Xander Bogaerts, Sarmora, Hernandez, Arroyo, Barnes, you hope they're all okay. They can make a full recovery and get back to this team. So aside from losing Bogaerts, like I mentioned, the Red Sox did lose the game. They now sit 10 back of the AL East. And I think Tuesday really kind of put a fork in everything, that this division, even though it's not mathematically out of reach, that it certainly seems to be more out of reach than ever for the Red Sox. Not just because they're a season high 10 games back, not because they've lost 3 games in a row, but just because even when they were healthy and even when they were a full team, they still were losing games, and sometimes they couldn't even get out of their own way, and they still can't get out of their own way. Pitching is clearly a problem. You have somebody taking the mound who hasn't pitched in 2 years, who had a 7.86 ERA and 11 appearances with AAA, taking the mound and hoping that he can get through 4 innings after 3 days rest. That's a lot to ask from anyone. That's a lot to ask from Nate Eovaldi, Chris Sale, Tanner Houck, everyone in your rotation right now. That would be a lot to ask for them. You had 6 or 7 relievers available to the Red Sox on Tuesday, one of them being Hansel Robles, who pitched in 2 straight games. So you probably wanted to stay away from him regardless of him being inconsistent and not being so reliable. But this bullpen is incredibly taxed as it is, and to lose Sarmora, to lose Barnes, to lose Taylor because he's deemed a close contact is not ideal. But at the end of the day, the Red Sox had to work with what they had. Brad Peacock went 2 1/3 innings, gave up 2 hits, 5 earned runs, and 2 walks. The bullpen could have been better, but it also wasn't as terrible as it could have been. This game could have been much worse, could have been blown open, but at the end of the day, it was a 3-run loss. It's still a loss for the Red Sox and not one that they needed. But like I said, now they are 10 games behind the Rays. This division, the AL East, is just getting more and more out of reach. And it's amazing how much can change in a month. It's amazing how much can change in just a week or two, because the Red Sox came into August leading the AL East, and now they are sitting in 3rd place. It's ugly. It's gotten really bad, and it got bad really fast. It was right after the trade deadline. And you could argue, too, even with the All-Star break, nobody was really the same, but I just don't feel like this is the same team for a number of reasons. I feel like they don't have that spark. When they're down, I don't feel like they're going to be the team that comes back. At the beginning of the season, I always felt if this team was down 3-0, 4-0, even 5-0, they were coming back because that's just the team they were. Now they can't get out of their own way if their lives depended on it. But we still have more to get to, kind of what's next for the Red Sox, what Tuesday's loss means for the team as a whole. But first, I want to tell you about Spotify Green Room. It is the first social audio platform made for sports fans like you and me. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sports. Green Room is the perfect place to join or start conversations around the league, because you'll find fans just like you on the Green Room app for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and of course, reacting to big news and rumors, like Tuesday's news breaking about Xander Bogaerts testing positive for COVID, And I'll be joining the app soon, so be sure to get started and I will meet you over there. Go download the free Green Room app now, currently available on all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the MLB group for the latest league updates. I know you'll find a ton of incredible rooms around your favorite teams and leagues. I can't wait to join you all in the app. I'll be sure to let you all know once the Locked On Red Sox room is live. Download the Green Room app today. Green Room, changing the way we talk sports. Welcome back. So yeah, the Red Sox. Big COVID problem, big problem trying to stay afloat in the AL, not just with the division, but this wild card. On Tuesday, the A's also won their game, so now the Red Sox have just a one-game lead over Oakland for that second wild card spot. And I know Oakland has struggled of late, too. They kind of seem to be stumbling over themselves, not being able to win games when they should be winning games. But, you know, you look at this Red Sox team, and even when they get their players back from the COVID IL, whether that's in exactly those 10 days or even further, that's almost 10 games that some of these players are going to miss. And you only have 28 games left now. And I said earlier this week that there's not a lot of time for the Red Sox to turn things around. And time is ticking. And this roster is getting slimmer and slimmer. So now the Red Sox are double digits back of the Rays for that AL East top spot. One game ahead, they are clinging to that second wild card spot. But it begs the question, is this even a team that's going to get out of the wild card should they make it? You know, if you asked me this 2 months ago, I would say absolutely this is a team that can beat the Yankees. They are equipped to beat the Yankees. I don't know if that's really the case now. And you could argue about the trade deadline, not making the appropriate acquisitions, and not getting the relief help they needed. But this also brings me back to when the Yankees had their own COVID outbreak, and they were still finding ways to win games with players I had no idea who they even were on their roster. They were a AAA team for a while. Some even argued, I know Jason and I even talked about it, if Aaron Boone would even lose his job. I mean, we were talking about how the Yankees needed a shakeup between Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone. Now they look like a team that's poised for the playoffs, especially after the trade deadline they had. So I think at the end of the day, if the Red Sox even get into the wild card, if they somehow are able to squeak by and get in, I don't know if they really even stand a chance against the Yankees, even at full health. Now, it is a one-game playoff, so who knows? Anything can happen in one game. We've seen plenty of weird things happen in baseball. You'd think they'd go with Chris Sale on a mound in a one-game playoff, but we cannot tell the future. We are not getting ahead of ourselves here because that builds false hope, and I'm not about to do that for you, for me, or for any other Red Sox fan listening because there's still a month of games left to be played, and this could be a very, very long month for Red Sox fans. I think it's going to be a very telling month, but as of September 1st, 2021, the Red Sox are a playoff team. If the season ended today, the Red Sox would be in the playoffs, for better or for worse. Another thing about this whole COVID situation with the Red Sox is, as I mentioned, there aren't many games left. We have a month left of games to go before the playoffs start, and it makes you wonder if MLB is going to have to step in and cancel some Red Sox games or postpone any of them, especially games against the Yankees where they are important. You know, it's not like either team is out of the playoffs. It's not like it's games against the Orioles or games with a lot of ramifications attached to them. But with the roster so limited and only being able to call up so many people, rosters do expand to 28 on Wednesday. So that's a plus, I guess, but it's likely that Danny Santana and Ryan Brazier will be activated, which is good news because you have a rested bullpen arm. Danny Santana, the only thing is they said they'd probably ramp up his rehab assignment because of all the COVID positives. So, good to get them back for sure. I think any reinforcement is good reinforcement at this point, but it makes you wonder if MLB is going to look at this Red Sox team or if any more positive tests come up between now and Wednesday's game, Thursday's game, any other game really at this point, because so many are on the COVID IL now that having those 10 days almost overlaps, and you'll get Kike Hernandez back and then you'll get Christian Arroyo back, but you're still going to be without Bogarts for another, 6 days or so. And MLB has postponed games throughout the season. Again, the Red Sox are not the first team to have an outbreak like this. This is not new, unfortunately, around the league. But at what point does MLB step in and say, we have to postpone this game because of COVID? You know, Xander Bogaerts was out there during the game with the Rays. Who knows if he potentially could have infected them? Of course, it could be a false positive, but doesn't really sound like that's the case. Hopefully, because he was playing, that means he's asymptomatic and not feeling any symptoms. Obviously, that does not matter for the transmission of the virus, but just for Bogaerts' overall health, you hope he's experiencing no symptoms. So who knows? Who knows what the future holds for the Red Sox? Obviously, these games are important against the Rays. Probably not as important anymore because they did lose the last two and now have lost their last three games and really need to get out of this funk. And I'm sure it does not help any that they are having so many positive COVID tests day after day. Alex Cora, as I mentioned in Tuesday's show, just sounded so defeated after the game because he just said he was tired. He said he was just tired of hearing that somebody new had tested positive. And now they're back to losing games. So it's a lot to take in that your key players, your star players are testing positive. It's a lot that your vaccinated players are testing positive. And now the outbreaks that have happened throughout the league are now happening to the Red Sox. And during a crucial time, like I said in the beginning of the show, it doesn't matter about these games. This is bigger than baseball. But at the end of the day, these guys are all human. Alex Cora sounds like a person who is just absolutely beat down by this season between the last few weeks, between all the COVID positive tests. And you just want to see the Red Sox finish the season on a high note, whatever that may mean. So who knows? I can't see into the future. My crystal ball is unfortunately broken at the moment, but you just have to hope for the best and hope that the Red Sox can get these games in, whether it's with a depleted roster or with a full roster when everyone is healthy. And unfortunately, summer is coming to an end. Fall is approaching. Winter is approaching. People start getting sick a lot more in these seasons, especially here in New England. So it certainly will be interesting to see how MLB handles games going forward, handles the postseason, because I'm sure this is not the last outbreak MLB will see, whether it's this season, next season, the season after. This is going to be around for a while, and I think MLB needs to adapt a little bit better, but we will see. Coming up in our third segment, I will give you unpopular opinion and, of course, my positive takeaway. I have two positive takeaways for you today so we can end this show on a positive note together after all the negative New England talk. But first, this episode is brought to you by Built Bar. I absolutely love Built Bar and all of their amazing flavors. There is something for everyone. And when you talk to a Built Bar fan like me or Jason, we are definitely passionate about what our favorite flavors are. I'm on a cookies and cream kick. Jason's on a raspberry kick. And there's also coconut. There's mint brownie, double chocolate, orange, salted caramel. There's something for everyone. And if you haven't tried all the flavors, do what I did. Get a mixed box where you'll get two of each of the nine flavors. Not only are Built Bars the best tasting, they're also incredibly healthy. They have 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, 4 to 5 grams of sugar, 4 to 5 grams of net carb, amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. Built Bar also is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team, which is pretty cool. And we have an offer for you, so go to built.com, use promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. This episode also is brought to you by DirecTV. Does this sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows you're watching, sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all that entertainment you love without all of that hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings you your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch all your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes, no need to buy another device ever again, and the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required and content varies by package. All right, welcome back to our third and final segment where I give you my unpopular opinion as well as a positive takeaway. And my unpopular opinion is that this COVID outbreak for the Red Sox, I don't think is done. I think that there will be more tests. I was hoping this would be a light at the end of the tunnel, but with the two cases on Tuesday before the game and during the game, I just have this bad feeling that the Red Sox are not out of the woods yet. I obviously cannot tell the future. This is purely speculation, but just how many people have been affected, how fast it seems to be spreading through the team. I just would not be surprised if Alex Cora has started his press conference like he has the past few days on Wednesday and saying that another player tests positive. I certainly hope that is not the case, but it certainly seems to be trending in that direction. But let's talk some positive things because through all the bad, through all the negative stuff the Red Sox are going through, there still is positives to take away. One is not Red Sox related, but my positive note, my first one, is that Shohei Ohtani continues to be so much fun to watch and good for MLB when he stole home against the Yankees. Of course, it was against the Yankees, so it made it that much sweeter. It was a double steal, so Gary Sanchez threw down to second. Ohtani took advantage, stole home, and it was exciting. Man, Angel Stadium was rocking. He's just so much fun. He's doing it all. He's pitching, he's hitting home runs, he's winning games. Now he's stealing bases, stealing home, which is very, very rare. It's one of my favorite plays in baseball because it's something you do not see every day. Sometimes you don't even see it every year. So that was really fun to watch and definitely something that brought a smile to my face. So I hope it brings a smile to yours. If you haven't seen it, go check it out because who doesn't love a good steal of home, right? And my second positive note, this is Red Sox related, is Hunter Renfroe returned from bereavement leave. Unfortunately, his father did pass away after a four-year fight with cancer, but he was able to return Tuesday, and it's clear that his bat is very needed in this lineup. He went 2-for-5, he had a run, and he's been a really big bright spot for the Red Sox all year. He was a great acquisition, and he's under team control through 2023, so this is somebody for the Red Sox fans to really be optimistic about, get excited about. Kyle Schwarber also did really well. He went 2-for-4, 2 runs, 2 RBIs, 1 walk. So he continues to work these counts and continues to get on base. So welcome back, Hunter Renfroe. Thanks for continuing to be strong at the plate, Kyle Schwarber. That will do it for today's show. Hopefully, I can talk to you on Thursday about something more positive, more upbeat. Hopefully, we can talk about a win or at least a close game. Hopefully, we don't have any more COVID talk. But like I said, I have a feeling that won't be the case. But I will see you Thursday. Thank you once again for tuning in to the Locked On Red Sox podcast. Please connect with me on Twitter at @LaLaLaLauren, 3 Laws, Lauren with 4 Rs, and the Locked On Red Sox Twitter account, @LO_Red Sox. Interact with us. Tell us what you want to hear. What we can do more of, what we can do less of. We're here for you just like you're here for us, so let us know what we can do. Also, please rate, review, and subscribe to the Locked On Red Sox podcast so you don't miss an episode the second it drops. And don't forget to check out all the other amazing Locked On shows across the MLB network. Locked On Yankees, Locked On A's, Locked On Rays. They're all doing incredible work right now and certainly deserve your listenership as well. And as always, betting on the Red Sox, MLB, the Yankees, it doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day. I'll see you Thursday.